Russian officials have confirmed U.S. reports that the two countries are working on a prisoner exchange to bring U.S. WNBA player Brittany Griner home. Griner was sentenced to 9 years in Russian detention after a vape pen containing hash oil was found in her luggage at the airport leaving the country. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Dr. Clarence Lussain, professor of political science and director of the International Affairs Program at Howard University. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking about this a long time. How significant is this step by Russian officials?
Well, it's certainly an advance, the fact that they're actually talking about this exchange, but we should not see this as some kind of justice. Brittany has already lost basically 6 months of her life. She was arrested in February, and now here we are in August heading into about to move into her 6 month. And there's been an appeal filed, but according to the Russians, that could take 3 months. So it could be another 3 months, and appeals basically fail. So it's not likely that she's going to get out on appeal. What would be not just, but at least remedy this would be President Putin. It would take him 30 seconds to sign an order to send Brittany and Paul Whelan home. But he's not going to do that, and he's exploiting this situation, and the person most being hurt by this is Brittany.
Yeah, and you talk about Putin, what he could or could not do. What are the optics here? What do you think his strategy is? Why do you think Russia can gain by coming out and admitting that, yes, they're talking about a possible prisoner swap?
So I think there are a couple of things going on. One is that Putin is well aware that he has leverage in this situation. There is virtually nothing that the Biden administration could do that could force Putin to make this move faster. There possibly could be some leverage, or at least some movement, if those who are friendly to Putin, like former President Trump, would weigh in, but he's not going to do that. So it's basically in Putin's hand. And so part of it, I think, is sending a message to the U.S. In the context of the war with Ukraine. But it's also a message to the Russian people that Russia will continue to have one of the hardlinest policies on drugs of all kinds anywhere in the world. And, you know, it's a chilling kind of autocratic move by Putin that really is just disgusting. Because it affects real lives and real people.
What do you make of the fact that the Griner team appealed? Is that just a safeguard?
So I think they're trying to follow the process as much as you can in the legal nightmare of Russia. And they have legitimacy, as they've noted from her arrest to the way in which the evidence was collected to her trial have all been violations of Russian law. And so there seem to be great grounds for appeal. In addition, her sentencing is almost twice as long as people who in her situation in Russia have gotten. And in many instances, individuals have gotten parole. So there are numerous reasons why there would be an appeal. But again, I think this is not a legal issue as much as it's become a geopolitical issue.
Thank you so much, as always, Dr. Clarence Lussain, professor of political science and director of the International Affairs Program at Howard University.